वासुदेवायो ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवायो ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवायो भागवतम् 9th कैंटो चैप्टर 11 टेक्स्ट 20 नेदं जसो रघुपते सूरजाचयातो लीलातनोरधिक सम्य विमुक्त धाम्ना लीलातनोरधिक सम्य विमुक्त धाम्नो रक्षोवध जलधिबन्धन अस्त्रपूये किं तस्य शत्रुहनने कपय सहाया लॉर्ड रामचंद्रस रेपुटेशन फॉर हैविंग किल्ड रावण विद शावर्स ऑफ एरोस एट द रिक्वेस्ट ऑफ द डेमिगॉड्स एंड फॉर हैविंग बिल्ट ए ब्रिज ओवर द ओशन डजंट कंस्टिट्यूट इफेक्चुअल ग्लोरी ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड लॉर्ड रामचंद्र हुज स्पिरिचुअल बॉडी इज ऑलवेज एंगेज्ड इन वेरियस पास्ट टाइम्स लॉर्ड रामचंद्र हैज नो इक्वल और सुपीरियर एंड देयरफॉर ही हैड नो नीड टू टेक हेल्प from the monkeys to gain victory over Ravana. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, as stated in Vedas, Siddhasvitar Upanishad, Natasya karjam karanam cha vidyate, Natasamascha abhyodhikascha drusyate, Parasya saktir vividhiva sruyate, Svabhaviki jnana vada kriyacha. The Supreme Lord has nothing to do, and no one is found to be equal to or greater than Him, for everything is done naturally and systematically by his multifarious energies. Lord has nothing to do, natasya karjam karanam cha vidyate. Whatever he does is his pastime. The Lord has no duty to perform to oblige anyone. Nonetheless, he appears to act to protect his devotees or kill his enemies. Of course, no one can be the Lord's enemy, since who could be more powerful than the Lord? There is actually no question of anyone's being his enemy. But when the Lord wants to take pleasure in pastimes, he comes down to this material world and acts like a human being, and thus showing his wonderful, glorious activities to please the devotees. His devotees always want to see the Lord victorious in varied activities, and therefore to please himself and them, Lord sometimes agrees to act as a human being and perform wonderful and common pastimes for the satisfaction of the devotees. In this verse, it is said, Lord Ramchandra's reputation for having killed Ravana with showers of arrows at the request of the demigods and for having built a bridge over the ocean, then conceived the factual glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramchandra, whose spiritual body is already engaged in various pastimes. Lord Ramchandra has no equal or superior, and therefore he has no need to take help from the monkeys to gain victory over Ravana. Huh? Why he did so? And no need, because he is supreme. Nobody is equal to him, nobody is superior to him. Therefore, he had no need to take help from the monkeys to gain victory over Ravana. Why he took help from monkeys? What is that? To give pleasure to his devotees. No other thing is there. Purport Prabhupada says, Veda, quoting from Siddhasvitar Upanishad, Natasya karjam karanam cha vidyate. Nata samasabhyadhikascha drusyate, parasya saktir vividheiva sruyate, svabhaviki jnana vada kriyacha. The Supreme Lord has nothing to do. No one is found to be equal to or greater than him, for everything is done naturally, systematically, by his multivarious energies. Energies act. Supreme Lord doesn't do anything. By his mere willing, his energy acts. Multifarious energy. Lord has nothing to do. Natasya karjam karan sabidyade. Whatever he does is his pastime. The Lord has no duty to perform to oblige anyone. Nonetheless, he appears to act to protect his devotees or kill his enemies. Of course, no one can be Lord's enemy. Isn't it? He has said that thing in Bhagavad Gita. Samam sarva-bhuteshu name dasyasti na priya. Samam sarva-bhuteshu name dasyasti na priya. I am equal to everybody. Nobody is dear to me, nobody is inimical to me. He is equal. That is said here. Of course, no one can be Lord's enemy, since who could be more powerful than the Lord? There is actually no question of anyone being his enemy. But when the Lord wants to take pleasure in pastimes, he comes down to his material world, to this material world, acts like a human being, and thus showing his wonderful, glorious activities to please the devotees. To relish his pastimes, wonderful will, I'll fight. In fighting, I want to enjoy. Rudra Ras. That is Rudra Ras. Veera Ras. Lord wants to enjoy. Then, who will fight with him? Nobody is superior to him. If the opponent is not of the same, what to say? Equally powerful, there will be no happiness in fighting, isn't it? The Lord wants to release Rudra Rosh by fighting. So, by wonderful will, his own devotees, they come down here as rakshasas and act as enemies to Lord. And there was fighting. Balaram, this Hiranakya Hiranakashipu, second incarnation, this Ravana Kumbhakarna, the two brothers Joy and Vijay, this wonderful will of the Lord, they fell down here, and as demons, they acted three lives, and they fought with the Lord. Thereby, Lord gets pleasure, released his mellow of such pastime, Rudra Ras, and devotees also. It is reciprocal. That is said here. Actually, there is no question of one's being his enemy. But when the Lord wants to take pleasure in pastimes, comes down to this material world and acts like a human being, thus showing his wonderful, glorious activities to please the devotees. His devotees always want to see the Lord victorious, varied activities, and therefore to please himself, and then the Lord sometimes agrees to act as a human being and perform wonderful and common pastimes for the satisfaction of the devotees. For the satisfaction of the devotees, otherwise he has nothing to do here. No need of coming down here. This is most important. Bhaktavasa Bhagavan. Who can, who can make Lord submit to him? Is superior or samardhvatatva? Nobody is equal to him, nobody is superior to him. How can one make Lord submit to him? No. But bhaktavasa Bhagavan. He is very dear to his devotees. Devotees are very dear to him. And so, he has said that thing. Sadam topi padosmi bhakte nasna rajubi ajitopi jitoyam tairavasyapi vasikrutaha. In Hari Bhakti Siddhanta. Though I am eternally free, independent, still I become bound up with the rope of love of my devotee. Who is eternally free, unbound, independent, Where is the question of bondage to him? No question. But bhaktena baddhosvi bhaktena snarajjubhi. But I sometimes become bound up with the rope of love of my devotee. That is his bhaktavasalya. That is bhaktavasalya. Ajito pi jito yam tairo vasyo pi vasikula. He is unconquerable, ajito. Nobody can conquer him. But sometimes he becomes conquered by his devotee. Because of his bhaktavasalya. Conquer him! Murari. Conquer him. Is unconquerable. This is question of love, prem ras. The Bhagavan Krishna accepted bhakta bhav. Came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu gave his prema purushottama. Who gives freely, indiscriminately, prema, love to one and all. With that prema, he becomes bound. That prema he gives. With that love, premik bhakto binds Lord Hari in his heart. That person, premi bhakto, always sees Lord Hari Krishna in his heart, in, within and without. Yes, he never even for a moment forgets Krishna, never for a moment is not out of the sight of Krishna. Jamam pasyati sarvatra sarvanta mai pasyati tasyam na pranasyami satame na pranasyati. But Gita, Krishna, this is complete Krishna consciousness. Complete Krishna consciousness. One who sees me everywhere, sees everything in me, he is not out of my sight, I am not out of his sight. That's premi bhakta, that developed prema. He sees Krishna everywhere. He sees Krishna within, in his heart and outside. Jaha nitra pade taha Krishna spare. Bhakta ama premi bandhiyati hudaya bhitare. Jaha nitra taha taha dekhoya amare. That premi bhakta bound me in his heart with the rope of love. Wherever he looks, he sees me. He sees Krishna, Krishna sees him. That is prema. So the premi bhakta is always with Krishna. He is not out of sight of Krishna. Krishna is not out of sight. His sight. Though Krishna is the supreme, swarad purusa, supremely independent, still he is bound up with the love of Krishna. Bhakta, devotee, he is dependent, is though supremely independent, still dependent on his devotee. Dependent on his devotee. He says, I have no independence. Ninth canto. He says to Durvasa Muni, Am bhakto paradhina, he asvantra ivadhina, sadhvikastra hudar bhakte, bhakta janapriya. Brahmana, these are Durvasa. I have no independence. I am dependent on my devotee. Yes. Sadhvikastra hudar bhakte, that sadhu bhakta has occupied my heart. So, Krishna, Rasika Shekhara, to relish the pure prema rasa, loving mellow of his premi bhakta, becomes bound up with the rope of love. You understand? That is his nature. That is his nature. Nature is very greedy for that relishment of loving mellow. That is his nature. Simultaneously becomes bound up in the heart of each and every premi bhakta. Each and every premi bhakta, that is bhakta vasalya. And this is the activity or play of ladini sakti. Ladini sakti. The activity and play of Ladini Sakti is prema, and that prema, the Supreme Lord Krishna becomes bound up. This is the natural dharma of prema. And this dharma of prema, very wonderful, very excellent. Very wonderful and very excellent, inconceivable. Apani nāsai prema bhaktari nāsai, krishnira nāsai, tini nāsai kathai. That prema, it itself dances, makes the devotee dance, makes Krishna dance, simultaneously, three dance. The prema, the bhakta and Krishna. This is wonderful. The heart of the premi bhakta is Vrindavan. Yes. Heart of premi bhakta is Vrindavan. That is the place where Krishna always stays, always remains with blissfulness, never leaves the heart, that Vrindavan, the heart of premi bhakta. Lord is always eager to give happiness to his devotees, premi bhaktas. Not only that, Krishna even takes the remnants of his premi bhakta, how he snatches away the morsel of food from the mouth of cow and boys. This is Bhakta Vatsalya. Therefore he becomes submitted to the premi bhaktas, both bhakta and bhagavan dance together with love, and Krishna becomes bound up with the rope of love. Though all powerful and mighty, he cannot break that bondage. He says, no power, I cannot. Beyond my capacity. This is Bhakti Vatsalya. In Chaitanya Bhagavata, Akinchana Bhakta Kolavecha Sridhar offered prayers. In his prayers, he mentioned, Bhakti, Bhakti Yogi Bhishma Toma Jini Loso More Bhakti Yogi Bhishma Toma Jini Loso More Bhakti Yogi Jasodayo Bandhi Loso More Bhakti Yogi Jasodayo Bandhilo Tumari Bhakti Yogi Tumari Be Chilo Satyo Vama Bhakti Yogi Tumari Be Chilo Satyo Vama Bhakti Vose Tumi Kande Kailo Goporama Bhakti Vose Tumi Kande Kailo Goporama Ananta Brahmanda Koti Gohe Jaro Mone Ananta Brahmanda Koti Se tumi Sri Ram Gopo Mohila Pone In pure Bhakti Yoga, Bhishma conquered Krishna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Though Krishna is unconquered, unconquerable, still, the premi bhakta conquers him. Krishna accepts defeat. That is his pleasure. Let his bhakta defeat him, conquer him. This is bhakti or bhakti yoga. Bhakti yogi jasodaya bandhilo tumare. Mother Jasoda bound up Krishna in pure bhakti. Do you understand? Who can bind up Krishna? Supreme Lord? Who can bind? Nobody can bind. Isn't it? That to really stress bhakti, the mellow of loving mellow, especially Jasoda's Vatsalya Rosh. What is that? Parental mellow. That is pastime, isn't it? The man faces pastime just to give pleasure to his devotee, and himself gets pleasure out of it, releases that mellow. Krishna is a childhood pastime. 2-year-old, 3-year-old Krishna goes to the houses of gopis and steals makhan, butter, isn't it? Supreme thief. You are thief. Yes. Gopis also get delight feeding, giving makhan butter to Gopal. Yes. They get delight giving makhan. Again they come to Jasoda, and raise complaint against Gopal. Jasoda, your son Gopal is going to our house and stealing all makhan. Eating. Wonderful. They feed, they get delight in feeding Gopal with makhan. And coming to Jasoda, loves complaint. Jasoda becomes angry. Do you understand? It's a wonderful pastime. Gopal, have you eaten makhan? Have you eaten? Gopal, mother, maya, nahi makhan kaya. Maya, nahi makhan kaya. Mother, I have not eaten makhan. 2-year-old boy, broken language says, maya, nahi makhan kaya. Mother, I have not eaten makhan. Mother becomes more angry. Yes, makhan is there in your mouth. Telling lies. Are you telling lies? Makhan is there. You have eaten. Why are you telling lies? Then Gopal said, Mother, they have smeared makhan in my mouth. They have smeared makhan in my mouth. Do you think Gopal tells lies? Do you think Gopal tells lies, a liar? No, he never tells lies. He speaks truth. But his trick, how he speaks, Maya, maine hi makhan kaya. Maya, maine hi makhan kaya. Mother, I have eaten. He speaks in such a way, it reflects in two ways, affirmative and negative way. Do you understand me? It's very tricky fellow, Gopal. Very tricky. He knows how to speak a tricky way. We cannot understand it. We commit mistake. There is no mistake. Gopal. Oh, is Vishwambhara, who maintains the whole universe. Who maintains the whole universe? Who supplies food to one and all living entities in all the universe? He is not attached to anything. Everything is his property. He is the only proprietor. Have you any property, Mr. Terry? Are you proprietor? Nothing. Isha, Vasya, Isan, Sarvam, everything belongs to Isha. Supreme Lord, all is his property. So why you'll go to some other's house and steal? Do you understand? Because this is such pleasure-giving leela to his dear devotees. Devotees. He gets pleasure, and devotees get pleasure out of it. Such wonderful. And Gopal goes to the house of some gopis. They like Gopal very much, and they also feed him. Take this makhan. So this is not wonderful. This is not amazing that makhan is smeared over his mouth. Gopal's face, black face and white makhan. Looks so nice. White makhan in black face. And gopi see such wonderful beauty. Black face with white makhan. They become very much delighted. And when Gopal gets opportunity, he steals. He is a child, 2 years old child, 3 years old child. It's nature. It naturally is fickle. Wickedness is wicked. Yes. When mother rebukes, scolds Gopal, some days he doesn't go. The house is of gopis. If Gopal doesn't come, gopis cannot have the darshan of Gopal. They feel very restless. Why Gopal is not coming? Why is not coming? They go to the house of Yashoda Mata and inquire, why Gopal is not coming to our house? Is he okay? Is he okay? Mother Yashoda says to Gopal, Gopal, your intelligence, your activity, these are all like that of monkeys. Monkeys. Do you understand? He took help of the monkeys when he was Ram, do you understand? Your intelligence, your play, your activities, all these are that of monkeys. And you are with so many monkeys, Gopal. Are you not afraid? With so many monkeys? Surrounded so many monkeys. Gopal says, Ma, Mother, these monkeys had helped Lord Ram. When Ram was going to conquer Lanka, kill Ravan. At that time, these monkeys had undergone severe tribulations, sufferings. Lord Ram was wandering in the forest. He had no good food to give them. He had nothing. They were wandering in the forest. What good food to give? These monkeys had undergone much suffering at that time. Sometimes they couldn't get any food to eat. They may be jumping from one branch to another, getting some fruit, or may not get anything at any day. So they fast. They go without eating sometimes. Now see, mother, how they are stretching their hands, begging, makhan, give us makhan. How delightfully they are eating. You see, mother? You understand? This is such wonderful leela, sweet leela. Thereby, Supreme Lord makes the bhaktas, devotees, drown in this ocean of pleasure and happiness, delightfulness, joyfulness. Isn't it, Mr. Perry? Are you drowning? Are you drowning in that ocean? No? Not drowning. You are floating on the surface. Edge. You are at the edge. Acha, you are not entering into this ocean. You are afraid? So, Yashoda Mata, due to her this parental love, Vatsalya Rosa, she has forgotten that Krishna is Bhagavan. Thinks, my son. All is thinking how everything will be auspicious for my son. My son will be happy, everything. All this thought. Nanda Maharaj is king. There is no deficit in Nanda Maharaj's house. Why? His son will steal. Is that a deficit? Nanda Maharaj's house? Why son will steal? How he has developed this habit of stealing? How he has developed? Lila Purusottama Bhagavahana Krishna. Just the Mata. By the activity of Yoga Maya. Forgotten all these things. Thinks, my son. Trajyatu Upanishad Bhicha. Sankhya Yogi Chasatpati. Upogiyamanam Gamhatam Harim. Samanyata Atmajam. 10th canto. Bharatu says. Samanyata Atmajam. In three Vedas whose glories are sung, Trajya, Upanishad, in all Upanishads, who is glorified, Trajya, Upanishad, Vicha, Sankhya, Yogi, Chasatri, those are Sankhya Yogis, they carry an analytical study on whom, Sankhya discussion, and those who are devotees, they offer prayers to the Supreme Lord Krishna, but Mother Yashoda says, He is my son. Samanyatatmajam. This is pure Vatsalya Ras. So, it is natural that children have this nature of stealing. So in childhood days, Krishna has stolen Maghan. When he grows up, Pauganda, you understand? 10 to 12 years old, Pauganda. Pauganda time, he steals the garments of the damsels of brother. Supreme thief. Yes, Chauragraganya. He's supreme thief, isn't it? He may sometimes steal you, Mr. Steri. Why will he steal you? He'll not steal you, isn't it? They're not worth stealing. If you develop your prem bhakti, you'll steal it. Yeah, then it's worthy of stealing. You understand? And just prepare yourself. Develop your prem bhakti, then Krishna will steal your heart. Understand me? So during childhood days he steals the makhan, butter, from the houses of gopis, and Pauganda age, he stole the garments of the damsels of Brajabhumi, and then he grows up little bit, Kaisora kaal, boyhood days, he steals the heart of the gopis, steals the heart of the gopis. Yes, as Ishwaras, as Supreme Lord, he also steals the papa-tapa, the sin and afflictions of the bhaktas. Yes, he's such a thief, supreme thief. As he grows up, as Gopal grows up, wickedness also grows, increases. And every day Mata Yashoda is getting complaints. Your son Gopal steals so much. Vexed. Mother Yashoda is vexed now. It's completely disgusted. Mother Yashoda thought of very deeply, why my son is stealing? I have so much. Enough makhan in my house. Why stealing in others' house? Why? It's not deficit. Enough I have. Thought of, the maid servants. I have engaged maid servants to make makhan. Isn't it? The churn, jogrut, make makhan. I have not done with my own hands. Therefore, Gopal doesn't like it. So going to other houses and steals. So I will do with my own hand from today. Sita. So with her own hands, she milked the best cows available, and she turns the jugra with her own hands, prepares makhan. Yes. Very early in the morning, she woke up, wakes up, and engaged in churning. Makhan. And in the mouth, singing the glories of Gopal, with the hand churning, bangles in the hand, producing tinkling sound, run, 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 run. Such nice. Gopal was sleeping, woke up. He woke up and found mother is not there. Then cried, "Mama, mama, mama!" Yashoda said, "Gopal, I am here. I am tuning. Jagrut, preparing makhan for you. Come on here." Gopal went there and got up into the lap of Mother Yashoda and started sucking to the breast. This time, at a distance, Mother had put a big pot of milk on the oven. And now, milk is boiled and I'm swelling up, and pouring out on the ground now. Mother could notice it. So immediately, Mother Yashoda stood up, put Gopal on the ground, and ran to take off the pot out of the oven. You understand? Gopal was sucking to the breast of the mother. He was not satisfied, he was dissatisfied. Stone, piece of stone, and threw it, and the big part of Jagrut, the whole part was broken to pieces, all Jagrut fell on the ground. Then the Gopal is angry, crying, went out to other house and started stealing makhan. Standing up on a grinding motor and stealing makhan, hanging on the swing. Mother Yashoda, with her body, mind and speech, then I 24 hour engaged the loving service of Krishna, no other thought. She is engaged in tuning Jagrut, in the mouth glorifying, singing the glories of Krishna, in the mind thinking of Krishna. This is the last limit of Vatsalya Rasa, parental love. She is the mother of the whole universe, Nikhila Vishwara Matru Swarupa. Mother Yashoda, because son is Lord Krishna, such pure Vatsalya Rasa, parental love, mother's love, in order to save the pot of milk pouring down, she went there, putting child Krishna on the ground. Is it cruelty on our part? It's not cruelty. No. Krishna is Sevya, Yashoda is Sevika. Yashoda is the servant, Krishna is to be served. Bhakta Bhagavan. So, Premi Bhakta, then I 24 hours engaged in loving service, in varieties of ways, He wants to serve Krishna and give him all pleasure. Krishna arthe akhira sreshtitam. Mother Yashoda's heart is completely filled with putra sneha, loving attitude towards her son. Always thinking all his speciousness, pleasure, happiness of Krishna, Gopal. Where is cruelty? There is not cruelty. Sometimes it so happens. It is part of the service of Gopal. He ran them. Sometimes it happens. This is such loving attitude. There is no cruelty. So in this Leela, you'll find there is Leelananda. Lord releases the mellow of his sweet Leela, and Bhaktas, Premananda, and Bhakta gets pleasure rendering such loving service. Leelananda and Premananda. Understand my language, Mr. Terry. And two types of ananda. Lord's Leelananda, Bhakta's Premananda. Combined together. You understand? Combined together, create apurva paramananda. Unprecedented supreme ananda. Both Lord and devotee, Bhagavan and Bhakta, become merged, drowned, such a ocean of ananda, ocean of ananda. No one can describe it through the language. Indescribable. It is indescribable. Rasa vaisaha. He is the reservoir of rasa, mellow, and he is rasa himself. He is rasika. He releases. He is the releaser. And he is also to be released, aswadhyam. He gives opportunity to his premi bhaktas to release such mellow. Oh, took off that pot of milk from the womb. Yashoda returned and saw the whole big pot of Jagrati completely broken to pieces. All Jagrati's full on the ground. Gopal is not there. Where is Gopal? And Gopal has gone out to other house on the floor. The footprints are there. Mother Yashoda, tracing the footprints, went there. Saw. Oh, Gopal is now standing on a grinding mortar and stealing makhan from the sink. And in the house, many monkeys are there. Many monkeys. The house is filled with monkeys. And all the monkeys are eating makhan. And Gopal is giving makhan to them. And monkeys are stretching their hands and eating. And so many makhan, butter is also fallen on the floor. Whole floor looking white. Mother Yashoda is very angry. She has took up a cane. In her hand, stealthily went into the room and just stood behind Gopal. Monkey saw Mother Yashoda with cane in hand. Immediately, the monkey jumped out of the door. And Gopal looked back. Oh, Mother is there with cane in hand. And looks very grave, angry mood, Baba. Monkeys jumped out, Gopal was standing on the grinding motor, like monkey also, he jumped out. And tried to get out of the room. But mother, is very angry. Mother will not spare him today. Mother decides, I must bind him today. I must bind him today. I won't spare him today. Supreme Lord Antarjami. He knows what will happen, isn't it? What will happen? He knows, Antarjami. Who is in the heart, he knows. Mother thing decided, I'll bind him today, I'll not spare him. This is Madhurjam or Leela. Understand my language? What a fellow. So sweet, loving, mellow. Madhurjam or Leela. No Aishwarya, no opulence here. But sometimes, in Madhurjam or Leela, some Aishwarya is also manifested. Yes. So in this Leela, Madhurjam, very loving, sweet Leela, nectarian, but Gopal manifested some Aishwarya. I will not be cut up by mother. Mother will run behind me. I will run, but I will not be cut up. Do you understand? That is Aishwarya. So Gopal is running, not running straight, running in like a, moving like a snake, zigzag way. And Mother Yashoda had bit fat leg, some bit fat. And Mother Yashoda was running behind Gopal, but couldn't catch him. Now Mother is tired now, breathing heavily. Breathing heavily, a bit tired, and the flower garland of Karabira flower, which was there on her breast, and fallen down on the ground. Understand, Mr. Terry? And her hair is now all scattered, very tired. Gopal is moving in a zigzag way like a snake. Mother running behind him, but couldn't catch him. Do you understand? At last, mother's eye fell at the reddish lotus feet of Gopal. Reddish lotus feet. That is the object of meditation of the devotees, the reddish lotus feet of the Lord. Oh, so soft feet. Feet, such reddish feet, so soft. Gopal's feet, how soft, so soft. If some thorn will be pricked into such soft feet, Gopal will get so much pain. Mother was thinking, with this thought, mother became more ashamed. When devotees, vision is fixed at the such reddish lotus feet of the Lord, Lord becomes fixed. Then Gopal cut up, now I'll be cut up, mother is a bit tired now, I'll be cut up. Now, Mother Yashoda, cut him out. She is very angry today. Yes, Gopal has put in so much anxiety. Yes, every day so many complaints of stealing, and he has broken this big pot of jugrat. Yes, and made me so tired, and giving all makhan to the monkeys, made me tired. So much, it vexed me in so many ways. Little baby. Mother is very angry. Right hand holding a cane. Left hand has cut up Gopal. Mother Yashoda. So, Damdarashtra, Satyavrata Muni has written, that Leela, that form of Damodar, నమామీశ్వరం సచిదానంద రూపం లసత్కుండలం గోకుళి భ్రజమానం At the time of stealing Makhan, Mother Jasoda tried to catch him up. Gopal is running, Mother Jasoda is running behind him. Gopal is running very swiftly in a zigzag way. Mother Jasoda running behind him, Dritya Gupya, and at last cut him up. Cut him up. Such form, such picture, who is of bhakta of vatsalya rasa. A bhakta of vatsalya rasa, understand my language? Understand? Whose rasa is vatsalya rasa, rental. Such bhakta may think of, I want to see this form. Gopal is running, Mother Jasoda running behind, and at last catches him. And Gopal is crying. Such form. So, Mother is very angry. Seeing Mother, angry mood, Gopal started crying, and the earrings into ears, what do you say, shaking, what do you say, very breathing, his chest is up and down, and with two palms, rubbing his eyes, isn't it? There is this black ointment, Mother has put in two eyes, now rubbing with his own eyes, tears are there, black ointment, and with black face, all black ointment, are smeared over palm, red palm, and face, black face. Such form, such wonderful form has appeared now. And Satyavrata Muni in Damodarastra written, Rudantam muhur netra jagmam rudantam rudantam muhur netra jagmam karam bhojan jugmena satanka netram karam jugmena satanka netram muhuswasa kampa trirekhanka kantha muhuswasa kampa trirekhanka kantha sita graiva dhamo dara bhakti vadham sita graiva dhamo dara bhakti vadham rudantam muhur netra jugmam rudantam crying, with his two hands, lotus palms, rubbing his two eyes, atanka netram, with eyes are, you understand, fearful eyes. There is fear in his eyes. Muswasakampa, breathing heavily. And three rekha, three lines on the neck, you understand, and chest, up and down. This is the form. Wonderful form. You understand? And she says, Vatsalya rasa. So when this thing is going on, such leela is taking place, many, some, Gopal is crying, mother is angry, cut up, binding, some cow, her men came, some cow, women, gopis came, some cow, her boys came, there. Those are girls, young girls, seeing the pitiable condition of Mother Jasoda. Do you understand? Do you understand? Jasoda looks fatigued, fatigued, understand? Fatigued, Kranti, looks fatigued, seeing the pitiable condition of Jasoda Mata, the young girls looking at themselves, smiling, smiling. Young girls are smiling, looking at themselves, not looking at them. Seeing the pitiable condition of Jasoda, looking at themselves, smiling. But those are grown-up cowherd ladies, women, they are saying, oh, Mother Jasoda, why? Why are you so angry? Gopal is a young child. Relieve him, relieve him, relieve him. Don't mind him, relieve him. They are saying like that. Understand, Mr. Terry. But the friends, Gopal's friends, Sridham, Subal, they are standing at a distance. They cannot come near because mother is very angry. You understand? Mother is very angry. They cannot come near. Standing at a distance, they get so much pain in their heart. Oh, our friend is in bondage. Friend is in bondage. How can we relieve him? How can we relieve him? This is Sakyaras. You understand? Sakyaras. Their dear friend is in bondage. Mother has bound him up. Bound him to this grinding motor. They are not come because mother is very angry today. But they are always thinking how their friend will be released. So, standing at a distance, they thus, when Gopal looks at them, they just give a sign. Mother had bound him on the veranda. Then stand on the veranda to a grinding motor. They give sign. Kanu, kanu. Go down, go down, go down. Crawl down, crawl down, crawl down. Just give a sign. Silently give a sign. This is Sakyaras. The friends, they feel such compassion for their friend. They think how our friend will be released. Such wonderful, such wonderful Mela, who is Bhagavan, who is Supreme Lord, who causes the material bondage of his body. He is in bondage? He is in bondage? Mr. Terry?
He is in bondage.
Yeah, he is in bondage. Who causes the material bondage of his body? He is in bondage. Wonderful, wonderful. And his friends feeling such pain in their heart, how our friends will be released. Because our friend, Bandhugyan, they never think it's Bhagavan, such pure rasa mellow. And looking at the friends, Gopal smiles. Looking at mother, cries. Looking at friends, Gopal smiles, looks at mother, cries. So, then Gopal crawled down to the courtyard. And crawling, then Gopal went inside the two Arjuna trees. Do you understand? Just thrust himself inside that. and the grinding mortar was rolling and it remained there in sideway. You understand? Then again, cross. Huh? Then two trees, Arjuna trees, root. Then stand with the great sound, they are all rooted, fell down. Then such a sound was there. All came, Mother Yashoda came running, Nanda Maharaj came running, so many coward men came running, ladies, gopis came running. All came running, what happened, what happened, what happened, what happened? And this coward boys came out. We are eyewitness, we are eyewitness. What happened? Mother Yashoda bound him with grinding water. And Kanu rolled down, crawled down, and these two trees were uprooted. So Mother Yashoda had bound, and Nanda Maharaj's father released him, released him. Now, friends are very happy, our friend is now released, they are very happy, you understand? So at that time, Yashoda, when Yashoda was angry and cane in hand, Gopal said, Mother, was crying and said, Mother, why are you catching that cane? Just throw it out, throw it out. Mother laughed. Yes, no need of cane. Now I have bound him up. No need of cane now. Then Mother Yashoda threw out the cane. Bhayanam bhayankara. Supreme Lord, who is fearful to all demons. Now he is out of fear, crying. You understand? Seeing the cane on the hand of Mother. Such wonderful. When Mother Yashoda threw out, dropped the cane, Gopal, looking at his friends, laughed, laughed. Then Mother Yashoda says, Gopal, oh, you are very much frightened. You are crying. But Gopal, looking at his friends, laughing. But looking at Mother crying. You understand? So he, Gopal, just suppressed his laughing, because if you laugh, the leela will be spoiled. He suppressed his laughing. So when this two Arjuna trees are protected, it's a great sound of came. Then Mother said, Mother just like, what happened to my Gopal? What happened? Oh, two trees are fallen, what happened, what happened? Then Mother is now crying. Mother is now crying. Where is my Gopal? Where is my Gopal? Nanda Maharaj came. Then Nanda Maharaj released from the bandage. Mother Yashoda immediately picked him up into his lap, into her lap, and went inside the room. You understand? Then Gopal started talking to the breast of Mother. This is Madhurjya Leela, so sweet, beautiful Leela, Vatsalya Rosh, and some opulence is there, but it is hidden. Gopal is saying, Mother, what happened to you? What happened to you? What happened to you? Why are you crying, Mother? Now there's tears. Tears in the eyes of Mother Yashoda, that is Premasru, tears of love, thinking, oh, why did I bind Gopal, why did I bind Gopal, lamenting, and shedding tears. Gopal says, Mother, what happened to you? Early in the morning, you made me cry, isn't it?
I was talking to the breast and you put me on the ground and out. You made me cry. Now I made you cry. You are crying now. I made you cry. At that time you are crying, Gopal is laughing. Do you understand? Now Gopal is in the lap of mother and sucking to the breast with much satisfaction and joyfulness, and just, what do you say? Moving his hand, little hand on the face of mother. The tears are there in the eyes of mother, as if giving consolation to the mother, the Lord giving blessings to the devotee. Premasru, there is tears of love in the eyes of mother, and thinking, I am such a rascal. I bound up my Gopal. Why did bound up my Gopal? Mother thinking and shedding tears of love. Such a nice leela. Do you understand? This is bhakti vase. That is a sudha. Sudha bhava sakha kare skandhe arana, sudha bhava brajeshwari kare bandhan. This is sudha bhava. Pure vasalya rasa, brajeshwari, mother yashoda binds Gopal. Otherwise, who can bind him? You understand? Bind him. Ananta brahmanda koti bahedar mane setumi sridham gopu vajapane. Isn't it? Is pure sakya ras that Krishna carries sridham on his shoulders. Does play. Sometimes Krishna is defeated, sridham wins. So Krishna carries sridham on his shoulder and runs around. Jese drabya sevanare sarva bhave khai, naivedyadi vidhiro upekhya nahi japsai, arpa drabya dase unandile bale khai, tar sakhi brahmanero khudo dwar khai. This is pure love. Pure love. I say that in order to give love to his devotees, Krishna sometimes snatches the morsel of food from the mouth of the devotee. He snatches the morsel of food from the mouth of cowherd boys. This is out of love. When out of love, devotee offers something, immediately Krishna accepts. No need of ringing, ting, 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 chanting mantra, do this, yes, yes, like this, like this. No need. It's only pure love. No need of this. All vidhis are not needed. That is vidhi, vaidhi. It's out of love. When there is love, it's loving. Mood is there, and with love, devotee is offering. No need of Krishna snatches away. If devotee is not giving, but it snatches away. That is example we'll see, that Sudama Vipra, Sudama Vipra, poor Brahmin Sudama, went to Dwaraka. You understand, very poor, he had nothing in his house, what to take. So his wife brought some very old, tattered, bad odor is coming out, some chipped rice, neighbor's house, went with it. He has bound it with his tattered cloth, but when he went to Dwaraka, Krishna is king, so much opulence, seeing the opulence, he felt ashamed. What I have brought? My friend has so much opulence. So most ingrat, how can I offer it to my friend? So much opulence is there. So he put it underneath his armpit. But Krishna knows everything. Everything. asked, King upayanamanitam brahman me bhavata gruhat anupya pavrutam bhakti premna bhurjeva me bhavet bhurjyapya bhakta pavrutam name tosaya kalpate. 10th canto Bhagavatam. Krishna says, O my friend, O brahmana, Sudama, my friend, you have brought something for me when out, and you left home. What you have brought for me? Why are you not giving me? If it is very insignificant, still it is very great on my part, is enough, bhuri, prasur, on my part, because it is, what you say, soaked with the such loving mellow. I only accept such loving mellow, nothing else. But one who is abhakta, not my devotee, if he offers so many things like, in a big amount like Himalayan mountain, still I never accept it. I accept the loving mellow, with love and affection, my devotee offers very insignificantly. It is so much for me, you understand? So what you have brought for me, why not? But is feeling ashamed and put underneath the armpit. Perspirations are there and that very old tatter, chipped rice now soaked with perspiration. If you taste it, you'll find, that are calming, but Krishna snatched away. Sudama is not giving, but snatched away. Tattered cloth, all broken, all fell on the ground, and took one handful. Oh, very nice, so sweet. Mr. Terry, if you have tested, salty, not good. But Krishna, so sweet, so nice. One handful he took. And when going to take another handful, Rukmini Devi, who is Lakshmi, goddess of Arjuna, cut hold of. This is enough, this is enough. This is enough, this is enough. Iti musting sakra jagdha didiyang jagdhu madade tava chidja gruhe hastam tatpara parameshtina. When Krishna is going to take the second handful, Rukmini Devi cut hold of. And this is enough. Now I have to go and serve him. Yes. And taking the second handful, do you think that you'll hand me over to him? Understand me? Understand me? This is enough. Lakshmi Devi didn't allow to take second handful. This is enough. And this is what? This is pure loving mellow. Alpadrabya dasyo na dile bole khaye. Because he felt ashamed. How can I offer such thing? Very insignificant, so much opulence. It's very nice. But Krishna smashed away because it is out of love. This Parasakhi Brahmana kudra dharakaya. Avasya se sabe kare kare atma sa Parasakhi vanavasya yudhishthira saka. Similarly, Yudhishthira Maharaj, his brother's wife, Draupadi, staying in forest, Durvasamuni. Duryodhana sent Durvasamuni in the afternoon. Nothing food, no food is there. They can feed. Durvasa will get angry. Curse them. They will all burn to ashes with that. Youth thought, he sent. But Krishna Rakhyati, Pandavas are very dear devotees of Krishna. Who can? What harm is there? Who can give any harm? No, Krishna Rakhyati. So Krishna came calling from distance. There is problem for Draupadi because no food is there. How can they feed the guests, so many guests? Durvasa had come with thousands of disciples. Problem, they were taking bath. Who can save me from this danger? Only Krishna. He called Krishna, Krishna coming, running from the distance, shouting, Draupadi, 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 I am very hungry, give me food. Please listen. No, first give me food, then I will listen. No, that's my problem. No food. No, must be some food. See the cooking pot, some food must be there. That day, Draupadi had cooked some saag. One tiny leaf was just there. They are stuck to the brim. It's not, at the time of washing, it has not gone out. Oh, yes, it is there. Took one tiny leaf and ate it. It must please. I am so, you gave me so much food. My stomach is heavy now. And we have tiny leaf. This is loving. It's only love, nothing else. This is it. Sevaka Krishna pita mata patni bhai dasavai Krishna dityavana. This devotee is Krishna's father, mother, wife, brother, servant, everything. Yes, nobody else is there. Je rupa chintoye dasa, se rupa hoye, dasa Krishna karivare paroye vikre. The form is there, devotee thinks to see Krishna appears in that form. That form. Krishna je tumar, Krishna je par, tumar sukati ache, ami je kangal, Krishna Krishna vali dhaye to pache pache. Such a premi bhakta was bound of Krishna, the rope of love in his heart. Krishna belongs to him. Only he can give Krishna. Who can give Krishna? Who has gotten Krishna? Who can give? Who not gotten, can he give? No. Dāse Krishna karibāre tikre. Only such a dāse, such a servant, premi bhakta can give Krishna, nobody else. Sevaka vatsala prabhu sādi vedagāya. Sevakara sthāne Krishna prakāsadāya. So in four Vedas it is sung, Sevaka Vatsala, Krishna Supreme Lord is very dear to his devotees, is Bhakta Vatsalya. And Krishna manifests himself before his such premi bhaktas, is always with them. This is just loving pastimes, it's wonderful, very excellent, inconceivable. Both Bhagavan and Bhakta, they get pleasure. They get pleasure. Bhagavan gets, Bhakta gets. Krishna is Pritir Visay. Understand my language? It's the object of love. Whereas Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, is Pritir Asroy. What do you say? It's the abode of love. You understand me? Prabhupada gives this translation. Krishna is the object of love, Pritir Visay, whereas Bhakta devotee is the abode of love, Pritir Asroy. So, Bhagavan, being the object of Visay, Pritir Visay, cannot understand what is relishment, pleasure and relishment of the Bhakta, that means Asrajatiya Sukha. Do you follow my language? The Asrajatiya Sukha. What is the relishment, happiness? Bhakta gets, because this is Asra category. Krishna is a Visva category. Understand me? Nimai. This is specific language. Cannot. Bhakta prema roje dosa je goti prokaro. Bhakta prema roje dosa je goti prokaro. Jato dukho, jato sukho, jati ko vikaro. Jato dukho, jato sukho, jati ko vikaro. Krishna ta samyako na pari janite. Krishna ta samyako na pari janite. Bhakto bhavo angikare taha swadite. Bhakto bhavo angikare taha swadite. Chaitanya Charitamrita Kaviraj Goswami writes in that way. What is the condition of a premi bhakto? Condition of a bhakto? What is his happiness? What is his distress? Do you understand? What is his mood? Krishna cannot understand it. In order to understand it, Krishna accepts the mood of a bhakta and comes here, appears here to release it. So Krishna accepting the mood of Bhakta comes as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Bhakta Rupa, in order to release this bhakti rasa, viso asra jatiya rasa, the mellow of asra category. Understand? Therefore, he accepts the mode of a bhakta and comes as bhakta rupa, that is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Such wonderful leela. Thank you very much. Otherwise, there's no need of Supreme Lord's coming here, taking somebody's help. He is superior, asamardhva tattva, is nobody is equal to him, nobody is superior to him. You understand? He has supreme will. There's no need of taking any help from anybody. Why Supreme Lord Ramachandra take help of the monkeys? To conquer Lanka, and killing Ravan and bridging the ocean. It is only to please his devotees. Bhakta Vatsalya, nothing else. Thank you. Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai, Bhagavata Katha Amrita ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande.
Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare.
Say. I can't hear. I am deaf. I can't hear. Little mouth, little tiny, feeble voice. Nice, wonderful, sweet, early sing. First time of Krishna. Isn't it? So to be relished. Sweet mellow. So sweet mellow is that. Lila Ross. Mellow man, I think, from such wonderful pastimes, Lila. Acts like an ordinary child. That's so wonderful. That's the main reason, chief cause, why Krishna comes here, comes down, material world. That's it, to give pleasure to the body and to release the mellow. Himself will release and make gifts of releasement to the devotees. That's the main cause, chief cause. Other secondary things. For it, that's the vinasaya to duskutam. Yadadadayi dharmasya. Rani Bhoti Bharata, Pavitrano Adharmasya, Ratmano Sujamyam, Paritranaya Sadhanam, Vinasaya Sudhuskam, Dharma Sustapanathaya Sambhavami. The other causes, except this, giving pleasure to the devotees, is all secondary. Secondary thing. Why kill? I come to kill the Duskruthina. That is mere willing. There are so many agents. They are always killed. Why Krishna will come to kill? That Prabhupada explained. And is nobody's enemy. Who is someone who is sarva-bhuteshu? Who is equal to his body? Nobody is my friend, nobody is my enemy. Who can be his enemy? He is supreme, he is so almighty. How can one be his enemy? But it's the first time. You understand? The next one of his devotees act like enemies, thereby they are fighting. So the person will enjoy. Rudras. That's Rudras. You understand? It's enjoy. Rasa Vaisa. Rasa Pallata. He's Rasa. He's mellow. Which are all mellows? He's mellow. So, the giver of a mellow. And the enjoyer is to be enjoyed also. You understand? Aswada aswadya. It's wonderful to understand. Nothing else. This is tattva vichara.
Yeah.
Ah? Anza, what is that?